What seems to be the problem today?
Doctor, I have trouble making up my mind.
Not really a medical issue, but I'm listening.
For example, I was going to get a new Honda Civic.
Great car.
I'll say, and Honda's a better value than ever thanks to all the standard features.
Deep breath? Standard features? Like what?
Like the rear view camera, the Pandora compatibility.
Those are standard?
Yep.
Very impressive.
Right.
Say ah.
But then I saw the new Honda Accord also had tons of standard features.
Like the rearview camera and the Pandora compatibility?
Yeah, and being Hondas, they both hold their value better than any other brand.
That's a good thing. Cough? Again?
And right now is the really big spring event. Great deals on great cars.
So what's the problem?
I bought both.
You're cured.
That was easy.
Pay at the counter on your way out.
Get an Accord or Civic with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the really big spring event.
See your Northern California Honda dealer for great deals today.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriers rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Jerry Sandusky just won't go away. He can't keep his mouth shut. Can't keep himself from repeating what any sane human beings know to be lies, and sadly, can always find someone willing to put his lies and his non-denial denials back into the public domain. His latest accomplices are, sadly, the Today Show, which should know better, and a right-wing filmmaker who once made a documentary claiming the media was out to get Sarah Palin during the 2008 election. Now Sandusky is claiming that Mike McQuarrie somehow misinterpreted what he saw in the infamous shower incident 12 years ago. Yes, he saw Sandusky with a 10-year-old boy. Yes, he may have been tickling him or hugging him or, Sandusky's words, testing boundaries. Maybe, he said, he shouldn't have been showering with young boys. You think? Maybe Sandusky should just shut up once and for all. I'm John Feinstein.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Imagine having an emergency without a phone. Your car won't start and you're late for work. How do you call your job to let them know where you are? Or call school to let them know you won't be there to pick up your child? AT&T knows some Americans face life without the comfort and security of a phone every day. And that's why AT&T offers Lifeline, which provides reduced monthly phone rates and optional toll blocking at no extra charge to families who qualify. Additional discounts may apply to those living on federally recognized tribal lands. Get the peace of mind that comes with a reliable and affordable phone. Lifeline from AT&T. To find out more, call AT&T at 1-800-288-2020 or visit att.com/lifeline if you have access to the internet. Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household, AT&T service is not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
You know, my friends, getting a divorce could be one of the most difficult and emotionally devastating decisions you ever have to make. When you've exhausted all other alternatives and it's clear that only divorce will work, you need a reputable lawyer that will work hard to protect your interests. Jennifer O'Brien will guide you through the process and protect your rights. Jennifer O'Brien will help protect your assets, your income, and your time with your kids. Call 668-4719. That number again, 668-4719.
Okay, so opening day's coming right up, and if you're into fantasy baseball, you're going to want to hear this. When I heard this, I was shocked. There's a guy in Chattanooga, apparently big into fantasy baseball, who's won, get this, $100,000 on a $10 fantasy baseball game. Damn. Yeah, he's playing in those new daily leagues at FanDuel.com where you can pick a new lineup any day and get immediate cash payouts. 100 grand playing fantasy baseball? Now, apparently this is the hottest thing in fantasy baseball. These daily leagues at FanDuel.com, there's no season-long commitment and it's a brand new contest every day. And look, FanDuel's going to pay out $200 million this year in winnings. Hey, listen, I want you to get over there now, because right now FanDuel's giving new players free entry into a $1,000 cash fantasy baseball contest happening on April 1st. Sign up by this Friday for guaranteed free entry. Go to FanDuel.com and use promo code 8585. That's FANDUEL.com. Promo code 8585.
America, you created Lay's newest potato chip flavors, and the finalists are in. Let's join the debate.
I like it hot. I love the tangy, spicy kick of Lay's Sriracha.
Come on, think about it. Lay's chicken and waffles, that buttery, syrupy flavor.
But Lay's cheesy garlic bread chips are toasty Parmesan perfection.
Try all three and vote at Facebook.com/Lay's. Only you can choose the winning flavor. Head to your local Save Mart Lucky's today. They're here for a limited time. Voting ends 5/4/13. See official rules for details at Facebook.com/Lay's.
Having gout attacks? Are you currently taking allopurinol, also known as Lopurin, or Xyloprim, and still have gout attacks? There's another option. You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study to determine whether an investigational medication, when added to allopurinol, lowers uric acid and reduces symptoms more effectively than allopurinol alone. Eligible participants will receive study-related exams and study medication free of charge. To find out more, call 916-380-8252. That's 916-380-8252.
Howdy, folks. This here's Buck Saber, along with Sam, the affordable, for Folsom Chevrolet. Folsom Chevrolet is located right smack dab in the middle of the Folsom Auto Mall. If you want to get great deals on awesome wheels, get on in here to Folsom Chevrolet. Or hey, just log on to FolsomChevy.com. That's FolsomChevy.com.
CBS Sports 1140 Sports Update.
I'm Dave Deuce Mason. It is 1:33. Time to buy your April 13th King of the Cage fight tickets at GoldCountryCasino.com. Coming up in 60 seconds, Vivek Ranadive joins the Jason Ross Show, so stay tuned, and we'll get you caught up on the latest in sports, including the city council. Tonight, we'll vote on the arena term sheet. We'll have it all covered, broadcasting live from City Hall starting at 3 p.m. with the Grant Napier Show. A fourth investor is also in the mix to keep the Kings in Sacramento. The Jacobs family, founders of Qualcomm, have joined the effort to keep the Kings in Sacramento, part of that Burkle Masteroff Ranadive group. On the floor, the Kings are off. They're back in action on Wednesday night in Oakland to take on the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors beat the Lakers 109-103. Steph Curry at 25 points. Miami, their win streak is up to 27 games after a win last night in Orlando 108-94. No D Wade in that one. They go for 28 in a row on the road against Chicago tomorrow. Danny Granger could be back in the lineup on Wednesday for the Pacers against the Rockets. T-Wolves big man Kevin Love may not play again this season. He's thought about shutting it down in hockey. Sharks beat the Ducks 5-2 Monday night in Anaheim. Back in action tomorrow when they take on the Ducks in San Jose. Coming up, it's more of the Jason Ross Show on your brand new home for A's baseball. This is CBS Sports 1140.
This is the Jason Ross Show.
I got to meet Rich Mitchman.
Rich Mitchman. I love that.
I love Rich.
Welcome back.
Little razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle.
Here's Jason Ross.
All right, back here on the Jason Ross Show, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Again, leading you up till 3 o'clock today. Grant Napier will have his show live from City Council. Deuce and I will be back after Grant's show, as we're going to hold it down there until we get that final vote count tonight. 9 votes coming up, and we anticipate that being good news tonight. It should be, but we'll see. With Grant, Tony Bijak will join him from City Hall. So make sure you tune into that. Vivek Ranadive is going to be joining us here in moments as we continue to roll on. Also, a little Truth or Trash Tuesday coming up in the next hour. And Kings basketball tomorrow night, Kings and the Golden State Warriors. That one will always be fun. So we'll talk about that, too. We still have a pair of tickets to give away for the A's and the Giants game Saturday, March 30th at O.co. So that'll be coming your way here. And again, Vivek Ranadive should be joining us here momentarily. So we look forward to hearing from him. And it's been an exciting time, certainly, for Kings fans, for everything that we have had to endure for really, I mean, several years here because of the uncertainty in really with ownership, but not really the marketplace. I mean, I've seen people from Seattle and some of the national people poke some holes into, well, why would anybody, you know, why are we saving this team again? Look at the fan base. But the ironic thing is, since the announcement of the sale to Seattle, we have seen an increase in attendance. And that really is unheard of based on what what is at stake here. I mean, there is still a possibility of this team leaving this city for good. And yet you're still having fans rally, grassroots efforts. I was at the tailgate the other day. It was awesome. I heard Deuce talking about it yesterday. He was dead on. It was great. I mean, you guys as fans are incredible, absolutely incredible. And that's what probably is some of the lure for some of these new private equity investors jumping into the mix. Well, speaking of that, one that a name we just heard from last week jumping into the mix, and we're excited to have here on CBS Sports 1140, that's Vivek Ranadive joining me, Jason Ross. Vivek, how are you?
Good, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I've got to start with like a formality first. I've heard about 1,000 different pronunciations of your name, so how am I doing with Vivek Ranadive?
You are one of the only guys, there's probably three guys that got it right on the first try, and you're number four, so you are in select company, my friend.
Are you sure you're not just telling me that?
No, I am sure. You obviously practiced it. So.
I have been.
Many of my American friends say that the reason that Indians win all the spelling bees is that our names are so difficult to spell that if you can learn to spell your name, then you can surely win a spelling bee.
Well, and your story, for those that do know it or have not heard it, is absolutely amazing. A self-made man, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, coming to America with $50. Has that been portrayed pretty accurately about your story?
Well, it has. And actually, when I came to the state of California, it was worse than that because I had, by then, minus $50,000 in my pocket because of all the student debt. And so that's part of a reason for wanting to do my part with this capital of our state, because I owe everything to America and I owe everything to the state of California.
Well, let's go there, because you're a name that all of a sudden jumped into the mix here last week that we at least personally had heard of. So tell us why. Why is this something important to you? Why are you trying to jump into the Sacramento mix?
Yeah, and I am in the interest of full disclosure. As you know, I'm co-owner and vice chairman of the Warriors. I'm a huge Warriors fan. And so when this came about, I had the feeling that sometimes there's things that happen that are bigger than any person. And the effort to keep the Kings in Sacramento, keep it in the state capital, was something that was bigger than any one person. And so I felt that if there was something I could do to help make that happen, then it was something that I had to do. And so that was really the catalyst for my own involvement.
And Vivek, when did this come about? Because we had heard early announcements of Burkle and Mastroff, and then all of a sudden your name came into the mix. How long have you been involved in this group?
So I have been talking with Burkle and Mastroff for quite some time. Mark is actually a good friend, and so he and I had talked about this for some time. And so it wasn't something that was a flippant decision on my part. It was deliberate. It was thought through. One of my philosophies in life is to always surround myself with people a lot smarter than me. And clearly, with guys like Burkle and Mastrov, I was going to be the dumb guy in the group. So.
Well, I don't know that anybody's buying that one, but I appreciate it as we're talking with Vivek Ranadive. Now, you also have lured in more. Yesterday, we heard your announcement where you're talking about bringing in the Jacobs family as another part of your investment group. So tell us about your connections and how many more, whether or not you're adding more people, but the importance of maybe adding the Jacobs family to this mix.
Yeah, I have a long history with the Jacobs family. So when I first came to the state of California, I worked for Paul's dad, Irwin, and both Paul and I were young kids out of school working at a company called Linkabit, which had been started by Paul's dad. And so when I was in Davos at the World Economic Forum and I was catching up with Paul, we talked a little bit about basketball. And it was then that it occurred to me that wouldn't it be fabulous to get a legendary family like the Jacobs. And if you're not familiar with their history, they have a company called Qualcomm, mm-hmm. which is now bigger than Intel. And I don't think there's a single family or a single name on the planet that has contributed more to mobile telecommunications than the Jacobs name. And so they're a great family. They love sports. They love the NBA. And I thought, wouldn't this be fantastic to have another legendary group join us We would then have participation from all of the economic centers of the state. And so we would have, of course, Los Angeles with Ron. We'd have the Bay Area with Mark and myself. And then it would be complete with the Jacobs family from San Diego. So we're all working together to keep the Kings in Sacramento.
And you're talking about a kind of a statewide identity, but I love your quote yesterday. It's, quote, each person in this has the capacity to do this on their own. This is about building a global brand. It's about putting more wood behind the arrow. How about the global opportunities that your investment group may have as well?
Well, I see basketball as becoming the global sport of the 21st century, and soccer was the global sport of the 20th century. But I really believe that in the 21st century, it will be basketball. It's a game that can be played by boys, by girls, by one person, by a small group. It can be played indoors, outdoors, in villages, in cities, in rich countries, in poor countries. And so I really believe that basketball will be the global sport. And why not make the Kings the global team? Why not make it the first team of the 21st century? Do that in the ownership group, do that in the use of technology, do that in how we construct the arena, even just the partnership between the NBA, investors, city government, how all of that is coming together. That in itself is a 21st century model. So I'm very, very excited about how all of this is coming together.
I don't expect you to give me an answer on a number, and I'm not asking for the number per se, but we were told there was a variance before when the Commissioner David Stern came out and said, well, Sacramento basically has to get their bid up between you, between the Jacobs family, between Burkle and Masteroff. Are you confident that that number is in a spot where it needs to be?
Yeah, each of these guys could write whatever check was necessary. So, you know, as I've said before, that the people in this group individually have the capacity to do what's necessary. But we want to do what's right, and we want to make sure that we're successful. So that's the way we're approaching it.
We're talking with Vivek Ranadive here on the Jason Ross Show. Now, Vivek, obviously, you guys and the mayor, Kevin Johnson, this is about a sales pitch. We have all been incredibly impressed by what you guys have been able to come up with. What is your sales pitch going to be to the commissioner and to the Board of Governors?
Our sales pitch is going to be quite simply that this is a market and a fan base that works. Even 10 years ago, there were more ticket sales than most teams have today. So Sacramento has the fan base. Sacramento will have the new arena. This is a model of a partnership between city government, investors, and the NBA. There's no better market. It's one of the best markets in the entire country. And now we've got a dream team of investors who can put all of this together, working with a mayor and a city council that has shown great leadership, and we're going to make this a huge success. I don't really view this as much as a competition between us and Seattle, because I'm a huge admirer of Mr. Ballmer, and I know Mr. Hansen has an impressive track record, and I know that Seattle is a great city, and they should absolutely positively have a basketball team. What I would say is that it should not, however, be the Kings. It should be some other team. And so that's really the way that I look at it.
Yeah, and with that said, I mean, ultimately, I guess the Board of Governors has to look at Seattle's offer first. So being a, you know, minority owner with the Warriors, have you been able to gauge other owners' ideas of what you guys have planned here in Sacramento?
Yeah, and, you know, just I am like one of the, I think the second largest owner in the Warriors right now, and I'm the vice chairman of the team. And I have had occasion to consult with other people. I've gotten great advice. Also, my partners, Ron Burkle and Mark, know many of the other owners as well. And I think that if we are able to put together a fair and solid offer and also show our commitment to quickly building a state-of-the-art 21st century arena, then I think the sentiment will be why take something out of a market that is going to work, that just does not make sense. And so that's what I'm getting right now. But of course, I could be having happy years, and it could be that it's something different. But I'm optimistic at this point.
Well, that's definitely encouraging to hear as we're talking with Vivek Ranadive. Now, you've had great success down with the Warriors. I think it was last year having Bollywood night. You talked about your technology. What kind of things are you even envisioning if things work here in Sacramento from maybe the technological side of fans and a different maybe fan experience at games?
Yeah, so in my mind, really what you have in the Kings, and this is what we did with the Warriors, is it's the ultimate social network. And I wanted to use technology to capture that network, expand it, engage it, and really give customers and fans, and I don't really like to use the word customers because all the customers are fans, the ultimate fan experience. And that fan experience should be available whether you're in the arena or you're outside the arena. So we've done this with the Warriors. We've created the Golden State Warriors app. It's now in use in 100 countries, in 3,000 cities. We sold more season tickets in the last few months than had ever been sold in the history of the NBA. So we've had great success with the use of technology and the fan experience that we've been able to create. And so the t-shirt toss that you have in the arena, mm-hmm. why restrict that just to the arena? You should be able to sit at home on your couch and participate in that. And so you can have a virtual t-shirt toss. So we've done some amazing things. You should obviously be able to do everything from your seat, from your iPhone or your Android. You should be able to upgrade your seats. There is gamification. You should be able to vote for your favorite player. And so the whole thing is an experience that is really around how we can make it better for the fan.
How have the other Warrior owners in your group, have they been receptive of your decision to jump in here into Sacramento?
Well, I think it's been a kind of a mixed reaction. So I know that they are... it's been great being with them, so I think there's some sadness associated with not being a part of this wonderful group. But I think Joe Lacob, who is our managing partner, he himself was in this situation where he had some ownership in the Celtics, mm-hmm. and then he did this. So he has been very, very understanding and very, very supportive. I've said to him that there's some chance that this doesn't work out, and you're going to welcome me back as a Warrior then? And he said, absolutely. So I think that I can't have asked for more support than I've had.
So for us Kings fans who are, first and foremost, again, so many texts here, Vivek, that want me to thank you, and I've had people that mention that on Twitter that can't actually get a chance to talk to you, but they do want to thank you for your efforts in this. What's next for us? Obviously, there's a city council vote tonight, but are we all just kind of waiting for this April 3rd? Are there any other exciting announcements that we may hear about? Or are we just kind of all on pins and needles here?
No, I just want to make it clear to all the fans that really, if we are successful, then the people that we have to thank is you guys and the fans and the city council and the mayors. It's really you guys that are making this happen, and we're just playing a small part in facilitating it. I've just been humbled by the show of support that I have seen from the fans of Sacramento, and it'll, for me, be a privilege and an honor to be a part of that incredible community. And I think we just have to go through the city council, which I know with the leadership of the mayor and the council, we'll get through that hopefully tonight. And we have to put our best foot forward on the 3rd of April.
Yeah, I got to tell you, if you're impressed by our fans already, they're crazy, but they're a good kind of crazy. You haven't seen anything until you've seen them here. And if you and the rest of your group saves this group, you're in for something. I got to tell you, Vivek, this fan base is truly one of a kind.
Yeah, no, it is. It is truly amazing. I think they want me to give a shout out to Jennifer Sachs.
Oh yeah, she's on Twitter. You're just like, are you on Twitter all the time? Are you tweeting during this interview, Vivek?
I am not tweeting during the interview, but I understand that Jennifer is not being a good employee right now, and she's listening to me on the radio. So.
Well, there you go. And that's we have a lot of people listening, and we do certainly appreciate your time. And I know Jennifer appreciates the shout out.
My employees are all working.
I got to ask you this. I saw that you got in love with basketball. You kind of became a basketball coach, is right, of your daughter's team. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, as a single dad, I wanted to be close to my then 12-year-old daughter, and so I foolishly volunteered to coach her team.
How were you? Were you a good coach?
Well, I had never, ever touched a basketball in my life. I didn't know how to play. I showed up at the practice, and the gym was full of the other coaches, and they were all 7-foot ex-Division I Stanford dads. And there was me, you know, I had never played. And so I was terrified that first day. But I don't like to lose. And so I figured out a way to win every single game and take the team to the national championship. So it was an incredible experience.
Well, you are one of a kind. I can't wait to meet you in person. It's really been a pleasure to talk to you so far. Again, I want to thank you for Kings fans. I got to tell you, we have a text line in front of us, too, and I think you'll appreciate this. Someone from our 916 says, I have just renamed my son Vivek. So that's the kind of power you have out there.
Well, I'm truly humbled by just what an amazing fan base you have, and I look forward to being there and being a part of it.
So what? One last thing. What about tomorrow night? I mean, it's the Warriors and the Kings. That's a, you know, you're a Warrior fan, and I understand that. But
so I ask all of you in Sacramento to please give me a free pass on this.
Yep.
Because you know, I need to cheer my boys on through the playoffs, and so I hope you guys will give me a free pass on that.
I guess we can understand on that one. Yeah, we definitely can. Well, hopefully, you're gonna be at the game tomorrow.
Yes, I will be at the game.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Good. Well, I'll come in and hopefully try to introduce myself and meet you, Vivek. Thank you so much for the time, and we hope to talk to you again very, very soon.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right, there he is. My goodness. Deuce, move over. My man crush is Vivek. No, sorry. No sharesies. Holy cow. Where are the Vivek? I love Vivek t-shirts. Anybody printing those up? Crown Downtown, you going to wear those tonight? Wow. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Deuce, you're the man. Thank you for getting him. And I know you were talking to him off air, so sorry, I'm not.
I'm in love.
I'm in more in love.
The guy is smooth.
He was
real.
Tweeting during the interview.
He was. I didn't know where he's going. He's like, I got a little shout out to Jennifer, blah, blah, blah. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
The guy, oh my God. I'm like speechless right now. He said so many good things, so many things we wrote down. Just talking about the one thing I thought that stuck out to me in this interview, and I'm curious to see what the fans think out there, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. You asked him about talking to the other owners.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he's been able to talk to some people, and he feels optimistic that if they can deliver that bid and have an arena plan done, that he feels pretty good. And to me, that was such a huge, huge